This is Earth and Sky. Scientists and others speak of the many beneficial applications of nanotechnology.
But every new technology carries risks, and so there are also many nanotech safety studies going on now. Kevin Dreyer is a toxicologist with the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. The EPA is studying the possible adverse effects of exposure to carbon-based nanomaterials, spherical-shaped buckyballs, and fiber-like nanotubes.
And there are a number of papers in the literature showing at high doses some effects on cell survival. That is, they do kill certain cells. But again, I must stress that these are at high exposure doses.
Dreyer added that this sort of information from scientists' studies needs to get to those who design the use of nanomaterials in the workplace.
One may be exposed to very low levels, and if inhaled, these levels may not trigger responses that we see at the high doses in the cell culture studies.
Dreyer says nanomaterials are already being used in Europe as a fuel additive. The impact there is being studied. To comment, come to earthsky.org. With thanks to the National Science Foundation, we're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.